The Carroll Center for the Blind Important Notice Regarding COVID-19. As we return to operation in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, the safety of our clients, visitors, and staff is our paramount concern. The purpose of this notice and acknowledgement is to apprise you of some of the facts pertaining to the coronavirus, to inform you of the measures the Carroll Center is taking to protect our clients, visitors, and staff, and to confirm your acknowledgement of the risks attendant to the pandemic, as well as your agreement to comply with the Carroll Center's safety protocols and requirements that have been implemented to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Specifically, you acknowledge the following. The novel coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, as well as any variation, mutation, and resulting disease, COVID-19, has been declared a worldwide pandemic by the World Health Organization. Cases of COVID-19 infection have been confirmed throughout the Greater Boston metropolitan area, including the city of Newton. COVID-19 is extremely contagious, and there is an inherent danger and risk of exposure in COVID-19 in any place where people are present. No precautions, including the protocols and requirements the Carroll Center has put in place, can completely eliminate the risk of exposure, contraction, or transmission of COVID-19, and the attendant risk applies to everyone. While people of all ages and health conditions have been adversely affected by COVID-19, public health authorities advise that persons 65 years old and older, and people with certain underlying medical conditions, particularly if not well controlled, might be at a higher risk, including but not limited to chronic lung disease, moderate to severe asthma, serious heart conditions, severe obesity, body mass index or BMI of 40 or higher, diabetes, chronic kidney disease undergoing dialysis, liver disease, or conditions that can cause a person to be immunocompromised, including cancer treatment, smoking, bone marrow or organ transplantation, immune deficiencies, poorly controlled HIV or AIDS, and prolonged use of corticosteroids and other immune-weakening medications. Scientific knowledge about COVID-19 is evolving, and many aspects of COVID-19 remain subject to significant uncertainty. Contracting COVID-19 can result in being subject to quarantine requirements, serious illness, temporary or permanent disability, other short-term and long-term health effects, and/or death, regardless of age or health condition. And contracting COVID-19 can result in the further transmission of COVID-19 to an individual's family members, friends, and other persons. In response to the risks and challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Carroll Center has taken and will continue to take rigorous steps to protect the safety of clients, visitors, and staff. Specific operating procedures and safety protocols have been developed based on guidance issued by federal, state, and local governmental and public health authorities. We are actively monitoring the available guidance, and as it is updated, we will adapt our policies and procedures accordingly. Safety measures implemented to date include the following. Social distancing requirements. All clients, visitors, and staff are required, among other things, to maintain at least 6 feet of separation with other people as much as possible while on and off campus. Face-to-face services will be kept to a minimum, and the size of groups, as well as the total number of people permitted in Carroll Center buildings at one time, will be strictly controlled to conform to governmental guidance. Personal protective equipment. All clients, visitors, and staff are required to wear a face covering at all times throughout the Carroll Center campus, unless medically unable to do so. Nitrile gloves are available as needed. Required hygiene practices. All clients, visitors, and staff must cover their mouth and nose with a tissue or bent elbow or sleeve, not hands, when sneezing or coughing. Properly dispose of used tissues by putting them in the trash immediately after use, and wash hands with soap and water often and for at least 20 seconds, or use hand rub or sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Alcohol-based hand rub or sanitizer is available to all clients, visitors, and staff throughout the Carroll Center buildings and to staff serving clients off campus. Cleaning and sanitation. All common areas within the Carroll Center buildings are cleaned and sanitized on a frequent, regular basis throughout each day. All equipment used by multiple clients or staff must be cleaned and disinfected before and after each use. Access to Carroll Center premises. Before any client, visitor, or staff member is permitted to enter any Carroll Center building or participate in any in-person program or receive in-person services, they must complete a questionnaire certifying that they have not experienced any COVID-19 symptoms within the preceding 14 days. Have not been in contact within the preceding 14 days with anyone who has tested positive for or is suspected of having COVID-19, or is subject to a mandatory or precautionary quarantine. Staff training. All staff have been fully trained on the Carroll Center's COVID-19 related operating procedures and safety protocols. Client and visitor responsibility. All clients and visitors will be required to agree to comply with the Carroll Center's safety policies and procedures as a condition to obtaining access to the Carroll Center's premises, participating in an in-person Carroll Center program, or receiving in-person services from any Carroll Center representative. Clients will receive appropriate training in these policies and procedures, and they will be required to sign and agree to the attached acknowledgement of client responsibility. Visitors will similarly be required to certify their agreement to comply with Carroll Center safety policies and procedures. We all share the responsibility for minimizing the risk of exposure to the coronavirus by following the available guidance and incorporating recommended protective measures into the Carroll Center's operations, and by securing the cooperation and assistance of all clients, visitors, and staff to implement these measures, we look forward to being able to resume safe operations and continue to provide vital services to our clients and communities. As a final note, though we are committed to doing all we can to protect you on our campus, you should understand that traveling to and from the Carroll Center could increase your risk of exposure to or contraction or transmission of COVID-19 and potential accompanying personal injury, temporary or permanent disability, other short-term or long-term health effects, and death, which might result not only from your own actions, inactions, or negligence, but from the actions, inactions, or negligence of other persons unrelated to the Carroll Center with whom you may interact while traveling to and from our campus. If you have any concerns about the policies and procedures implemented by the Carroll Center in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, or if you have any concerns about the safety of the Carroll Center's facilities, programs, or services, you are strongly encouraged to contact Dinah Rosenbaum, Chief Program Officer. Rest assured, we will do all that we can to protect your safety while on our premises and while interacting with Carroll Center staff on or off campus. By signing below, you agree that you have read and understood the above acknowledgement.